You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The fun of summer is letting your kids relax their schedule and indulge a little bit, but we are about to get back to school, and so that means, in my household at least, we do need to get back to better habits. I pulled in Michelle Wilson, a registered dietitian with Brands Nutrition in St. Louis and Shiloh, to help me out, frankly, with my family and getting us back on kind of a nutrition plan and a schedule. Do you find this from families that because the summer lacks maybe the same kind of schedule that the school year does, that things can get a little bit out of whack with our eating schedule?
Yeah, it can definitely be challenging because times that we're waking up can definitely shift. So some people might be used to eating breakfast around 8 in the morning or 7 in the morning right before school during the school year, but during the summer they're sleeping in, and some of my clients say they're skipping breakfast because they're sleeping through it. And I reframe that to, you're eating breakfast as the first meal when you wake up. That's how we break our fast. So we are able to shift that a little bit by eating within an hour of waking up rather than eating at a specific time. So it definitely gets off of schedule, and it can be a little bit challenging getting back on track.
It's interesting you say about, you know, breaking that fast. I sometimes have a hard time with my kids getting them to actually eat something before they go to school. Mm-hmm. You know, they say they're not really hungry. How do we encourage that, or should we?
Yeah, I think that it's great to have something in your belly whenever you're getting ready for school. It can be challenging for some people to feel hungry first thing in the morning. Depending on what time you're not stopping eating at the end of the night can also play a little bit of a factor. It's not a problem to eat right before bed, but our metabolism slows down when we're sleeping. So if we're first waking up and we had a bigger breakfast or a bigger dinner or dessert, then it could be still sitting in our system a little bit. We might not be as hungry for breakfast. And some people, it takes them a little while for their stomach to wake up in the morning. But when we start that regular routine of eating, then our body starts to recognize that that's when we're going to eat. That's when we have access to resources. So whenever we first get going, we're naturally maybe not going to be used to eating that early, but it's going to catch up to where we have a little bit more of an appetite in the morning. So starting with a snack or something smaller could be a little bit more attainable when you're first getting going.
I'm sure a lot of families can relate to kids who snack throughout the day during the summer, yeah. Which, you know, probably they're pretty busy, may not be a big deal. But once they get in school, they really a lot of times don't have access to snacks. So how do we pack in some foods for them, for example, that will sustain them longer until they can get to that lunch break at school?
Absolutely. So if we're able to get in a fuller breakfast, having our main macronutrients, carbs, protein, and fat, and then even a little bit more with those micronutrients, adding some fiber in can help it to be more sustainable. So having a full breakfast whenever you're able to work up to that can help get them to lunch. But some of my kids, for my clients, have earlier lunches, so it's easier for them to get to it. And some of them are afternoon lunches. So I do encourage packing extra with lunch. So if they have access to their lunchbox or their backpack, that they maybe can get a snack in between classes. And even some teachers or some classrooms are set up to where maybe kids have a little bit more opportunity to snack in those timeframes when they're getting a little bit of a lull.
Does it help to have some, you know, high power snacks available to prevent ourselves and our kids from maybe then eating things they shouldn't, just trying to get those calories in?
Yeah. So the longer that we wait to eat, the more desperate we become for food, the more that our body's craving things that are denser, and even that sense of urgency can increase. So regularly having access to food can really slow that down, and we can choose things based more on preferences versus survival that might be coming in for us.
What are some good things to pack that will give kids, you know, nutrient dense food items, things that will be filling for them?
So depending on if you're talking about snacks or meals, and depending on their school setup, some kids are on a nut-free campus, so I really love nuts as an option with trail mixes and bars, but it depends on if they're able to bring those to school. So I would say protein bars could be a great option to help get them through a snack time. things that are maybe when we think of like Lunchables, if you have crackers and meats and cheeses, those can be great options. Or maybe we have those protein pack type things to give us some ideas too of the nuts and dried fruits. There's a lot of options, and I emphasize it depends on what your kids are actually willing to eat, because you can pack them this beautiful custom-made bento box, but if they don't regularly eat those fruits, then they might leave them behind and get moldy in the lunchbox. So I would say definitely add things that they're wanting to eat and a good variety of types of foods. Even having them help you prepare the lunches can help their buy-in for being able to finish the things. So maybe they have their favorite thing and maybe you have a new food that you're wanting to introduce for them, or maybe you introduce it at dinner and then encourage them to pack it in their lunchbox.
How can we at home start to regulate our meals and our snacks to help our kids ease into the school year?
I would say hopefully you have a little bit of an idea of when their lunchtime is going to be. Maybe that could be helpful to prep their lunches at home around that time, to where you're all sitting down to eat around the time that they might be having lunch when their school schedule starts. Getting to bed earlier is also a really big shift. So working on that sleep hygiene, that wind down, getting time away from technology, turning screens off, and being able to go to sleep earlier to where you get a good night's rest, and then starting to eat breakfast a little earlier, but making sure that we're eating within that hour of waking up, and at least every 3 to 4 hours, things can naturally shift. It's not going to be perfect, and schedules are definitely still all over the place before school starts, but I would say getting that routine that gets a little bit closer to that timing can be ideal.
When it comes to families that have kids who are athletes, a lot of times those things happen right after school. Kids are famished when they get home. How do you make sure you get them a balanced meal during the school year?
Yeah, I would definitely beef up those lunches and add extra snacks. Even adding something that could be a light dinner type food for them to have right after school, right before practice. They might have certain things that settle on their stomach a little easier to start out with, but that's something that we can train our stomachs to do, to be able to handle more food. So if you're going to engage in movement, I've had some kids or even some adults say, well, I can't eat a bunch and then go work out, or eat a bunch and then go participate in my sport. I'll throw up. I won't feel good. But being able to train our bodies to handle that food and to get that nourishment in is very important, because we don't want to be doing that movement on an empty stomach. So having more of those maybe sandwiches with deli meats, or maybe those like peanut butter cracker type things, or trail mixes. But like I said, it depends on if it's a nut-free campus, but definitely those denser options. And then even electrolyte containing beverages can be helpful, because they have calories and electrolytes in them for all of the nutrients that they're sweating out. And that can give them a little bit of carbohydrates to go for their movement too.
Fantastic. That is Michelle Wilson, registered dietitian with Brands Nutrition. Thank you so much.
Thank you.